Good morning. I have today in the studio Christine Goodwin and Libby O'Malley. Christine is the president of Fred Exchange. Libby is the vice president, and we're going to be telling you what Fredericksburg or Fred Exchange is. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So that is my first question. What is Fred Exchange?
The easiest way to describe what we are is a group of ragtag people who want to get stuff done. we're the startup community for the region, and we have, I think, we have lots of different types of people. So we have a lot of entrepreneurs. We have a lot of, and they hang out at our open coffee on Friday mornings. We have a lot of folks who are sort of exploring the startup world and are thinking about becoming a founder or starting some kind of venture, but they don't really know what it's about or if they can do it. And so they hang out just sort of, and they network with folks and they go, oh, maybe I'll do this. We have a really huge developer community. So all the folks who do coding and software and computer things, we have a really active design community, so the graphic designers. And then we have a lot of interest from folks who are just sort of support around startups. So we have a lot of the business community will engage with certain things that we do. But in a nutshell, we're just a group of folks who are trying to get startups off the ground in the region and sort of aggregate and network and collaborate.
But you started Fred Exchange almost 2 years ago now, yeah. I believe, as a nonprofit.
We did. I think the goal here for us, so the backstory is my former co-founder, Matt Armstrong, and I were connected kind of through this funny means. I had gotten into a rant online with some folks who were like, hey, what is the Fredericksburg area doing to bring high-tech businesses here? And you know, I'm a coder by trade, and I love tech, and I try to start some business. I had some business of my own in the 90s. And I thought, why are we still asking the question?
Why aren't we doing something?
Yeah, so I got like all angry, and I was online, and I was like, rah, 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 you know, why are we still asking the question? This is what we should be doing, and you know, there's just startup stuff going on, and we should really be looking at this because this region is so well positioned. We have the talent, we have the location, we have the resources, we have every major vertical and industry here, and all we need to do is bring it together. And I started getting all these private emails and phone calls from people I didn't know saying, hey, I've been watching your argument online and I've been really interested in talking to you, and by the way, you should meet some folks. And one of the people I met was Matt, and it was, you know, we were birds of a feather at that point. We were just looking for people who were thinking like us.
Community.
Yeah, and so we said, hey, wait, this is a no-brainer. Like, why don't we just start one? And so we did. But the goal of making it nonprofit was that it's not about us, it's about the community. And so that really became an overarching passion to bring people together, to get them the resources they need, to build tribes. You know, I think when you're in this area where we're different from maybe bigger urban areas is that we have folks who are doing this, but they're doing it alone at their kitchen table. And so we wanted to create a center of gravity around startup stuff and things for folks so that you weren't alone, because you can get so much more done so much more quickly when you have a tribe of folks who get you.
Right? Who are supportive. And Libby, what are some of the things going on? Like right now, as we're talking, there's something going on that bring that support to the community.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. This morning, right off of College Avenue, we've got a group of folks that meets every Friday morning for an event we like to call Open Coffee. And it's very much the tribe that Christine references. And the tribe is the word that I use all the time to describe FredEx. I relocated to Fredericksburg from San Diego, where I had started a startup there and came back to Fredericksburg for family reasons. And before I had my startup, I managed an association of professionals. And I draw the analogy, Fred Exchange is an association of startup professionals. So it's a place for everyone to come together, have resources that they share, camaraderie, fellowship, commiseration, because there's a lot of commiseration in the startup world. So we have created, and Christine and Matt led the charge, are leading the charge, and have this sort of portfolio of programs that include things like Open Coffee. Mm-hmm. We have a variety of meetups each month. We've got about four different meetups catering to the different segments. Christine referenced the support community, the tech community, just sort of grab bag folks of startup folks. So it's very much been my tribe. I have sort of found people that I can hang out with, and I can talk the startup lingo that don't look at me like I have two heads.
And this is not only tech.
No. Well, here's the thing. We had at our 1 year birthday last year, we did a party where some friends of ours in the DC area who are big into startup stuff and things, like Jonathan ran an accelerator, and now he's part of 1776, and now he's launched his sixth startup, which is kind of in stealth mode. But he did a documentary, and he filmed the last group of folks who went through his accelerator before it became part of 1776, and it was a documentary called Startup Land. And one of the things I really appreciated about Startup Land was in the opening segment, the CEO of Living Social, which is like Groupon, but better.
Okay.
his name was Tim O'Shaughnessy. He's not the CEO anymore. But the opening scene was a bunch of local businesses in D.C., like bike shops and hardware stores and boutique clothing. And he said, make no mistake about it. This, and what you were looking at again were those small businesses, this is a startup. Whenever you start a business, you are launching a startup, and it is the backbone. These businesses are the backbone of the American economy. And it was funny because if you hadn't known that street scene was D.C., you would have thought it was Fredericksburg.
Or Culpeper. Or Warrenton.
You know, Main Street America,
yes.
Right? And so I think one of the things that really became important to me when I kicked this whole thing off the ground myself was that I wanted people to really understand that it isn't Facebook. Like, good God, we want a Facebook to launch out of Fredericksburg. Make no mistake about it. But a startup is an entity. It's really one or two people trying to become a business.
And whatever that business is.
So one of the things that we have found, which is kind of interesting here, is that we have a lot of folks in our community who are foodie focused, right? And doing really interesting things with that. We also get this really interesting mix of existing small businesses, some of whom are doing quite well, and some of whom have been around and really doing have been profitable for 40 years, right?
Local family business.
Who are looking at how can they change their business model, adapt it, scale it, using tech. And so what I like about our community is that we have this fascinating and powerful mix of people who have incredibly diverse skill sets and interests and business focus. And what can happen is when they come together and they're just talking, right? That they spark these innovative ideas. And so we see all kinds of businesses. We have, we have people who are doing accountants who are like, you know, I've been thinking about doing this kind of thing and I'm wondering if a cloud-based approach would work. And they're going to be accountants, right? That's their business. They're not going to be Facebook. But they're looking for ways to do it differently. And I think that's probably, for me, it's a little bit addicting, right? Because I thrive on it'd be cool. I mean, I'm totally a big idea fairy, right?
Yeah.
But the deal is you have to be able to be in a group of people who don't look at you, like Libby said, like you have two heads, who will actually get you to pull threads and will also provide some really cool perspective and input on your thought. Because out of that eventually will come some nugget that you can execute against. And so I think for me, when I look around the room, we see strong diversity. We have tech-focused startups. We have people who are opening, alternative grocery stores.
Storefronts.
Right? We have bloggers. We have accountants. We have nonprofits who are really focused on social welfare and helping the underserved and underprivileged in the community. We have folks who are we have music store owners.
Yes.
We have all kinds of really cool people. And what is, again, super cool is that when you bring these people together, all you have to do is give them a little bit of coffee.
Or beer.
Or beer, because we like it all. And let them free flow with each other. And seriously, the conversation will start on one Friday, and 4 weeks later, they are doing things differently. And I think the hardest part about launching a startup or starting a business or going after some venture that means something to you is that it's so easy to stop because of fear. And the reality is, it's not easy, it's not hard, and it kind of sucks at times. Like, it can be really grim.
Can be scary. You can wake up at 3 a.m. and think, what am I doing?
What the heck am I doing?
And but if you have a community around you.
Well, the other thing, too, is that a lot of the fear is made-up stuff, right? So and so when you have the opportunity to bounce it off another human being, you can get to this ground truth around stuff and things so much more quickly that the made-up stuff that would make you not do it tends to go away faster.
Right? Well, when we come back, I want to talk about what's the made-up stuff and what's the truth, okay, and what's a lean startup methodology.
Okay.
So we're talking today about starting your own business, being an entrepreneur, and we're talking with Fred Exchange. The president is Christine Goodwin and Vice President Libby O'Malley. You're listening to Town Talk on 1230 AM News Talk, and we'll be right back. I myself am an entrepreneur. Fredericksburg Today Online News is a startup just over a year old. It's one of the first dot todays in the world. I thought that would be really cool, but it has confused people a little. But there are other domain names besides .com, .net. There is dot today. So Fredericksburg.today. And I know FredX has been helpful and encouraging to me in those early morning hours when I wake up and think, what am I doing? So Libby, Christine was talking earlier about the support network that FredX provides, and FredX is short for Fred Exchange. Tell us a little bit about exactly how that support comes about. What kind of events and groups do you have going on?
So we pull people together in a couple different ways. And traditionally, we pull them through communications. We have ongoing communications with our community or our tribe, and those are done via our e-newsletter, which comes out weekly, Startup Digest. People can sign up for that. The most basic form of engagement is just get on our mailing list and start hearing and reading about what we're doing.
And you can do that by going to your website.
Correct. Fred X with an X. Change.org, FredXChange.org. So you visit the website, you can sign up to get on our weekly newsletter, and then you're going to hear from us in a variety of manners, but really the best way is the face-to-face interaction. The face-to-face interaction typically happens at our meetups. I think we talked about we have about four each month. And they're usually Tuesdays, but open coffee
is every Friday.
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Grab the cup of coffee and come on down. We'll share a little bit more about where our space may be for that in the future. Yeah. But currently, it meets at the UMW Center for Faith and Leadership on College Avenue. And the other meetups that we have to offer are the Fred Dev Group, which is really targeting the coder and the programming peeps that get together and talk in all sorts of crazy coding language that Christine knows by heart. And
geek speak. That's
so geek speak for you. Yeah, geek speak. Geek chic, I like to say. And then, so we have the Fred Dev meetup once a month. We have just the regular old Fred Exchange, which is the, sort of an evening version of Open Coffee. And sometimes there's beer and pizza at that event. We have FXBG Design, which is for the graphics folks and the designer folk, the people who make it all the code stuff look real pretty and real nice. And we have a couple of what I would call our hallmark events. And one of those is Startup Weekend. And we have conducted three at this point. In fact, that's how I came to know Fred Exchange. Startup Weekend is a global movement. There's about 900 of them that take place around the world each year. And Fredericksburg, Virginia hosted one in June of 2013 that I had the good luck to stumble upon, and showed up and was blown away by the energy in the room, 125 people all talking about starting up a company. And the energy was fabulous, and I will credit it with me relocating 3,000 miles.
To start a business in Fredericksburg.
Exactly.
And you've had several other startup weekends now, mm-hmm. and have another one. You're in planning stages.
We're in planning stages. I think we were originally going to do it in June, but we've had a lot of really awesome things happen in the
last
couple of
weeks. Which we're going to talk about.
Yep. And so we're going to probably have to push that out, and we're looking at the September-October timeframe. So I think it'll definitely be on, but it'll probably be in the fall.
And what's neat about this coming one, which will be the fourth one, is it'll be a traditional startup weekend. Anyone can participate, but it'll have a unique angle, especially for this area. It's going to have a veterans track. So we're going to be really reaching out to veterans who want to start their own business, or people who have ideas that are veteran-focused that mm-hmm. can be supportive to the veteran community. And it's sort of a sidetrack to this pending Startup Weekend, but especially unique for this area, or especially well poised for this area because of our huge defense.
Yeah, definitely. Group. Now we could do an entire show on Startup
yep.
Weekend,
but
we'll be back.
but the abridged version right now, and you know, just maybe a 60-second. Mm-hmm. What happens? What's a Startup Weekend? What happens?
So Startup Weekend is a 54-hour event that starts at 5:30 on a Friday, and typically we wrap about 9 on Sunday, 9 p.m. That allows people to come in, pitch an idea on Friday night, organically form teams when we call them companies, and then it's basically rapid immersion, education, training, and support for how to launch a startup. And so we literally take people, we bring a bunch of coaches and mentors in with lots of different experience in certain things, and we work them really hard, and we also focus heavily on the Lean Startup methodology to help them find product market fit once they have figured out whether or not their idea is something that they should pursue. And so the first part of, I will tell you this, having done a lot of this now, so I bring a Startup Weekend process into my day job with the Marine Corps, and I've launched an accelerator with them, and we talk about that some other time, but it never fails to happen. The epiphany always happens about 3 hours before you have to do final pitch on Friday. But the process to getting there, to having your aha moment, is intense but really amazing. So we say, hey, big idea, great. So prove that it's not just something that you and your mom thinks awesome, because that's not a business, right? And we have really specific tools that are super easy that we teach people on and then coach them to basically use. So things like, hey, take that idea, why don't you draw a sketch of what that idea would look like, and then go out literally into the world, like go to the parking lot at Target near Germana and find 35 people who would say, yes, I'd push that button, or yes, I'd use your service, or yes, I want that product, or no, that doesn't solve my problem, but here's my problem. So really what we find a lot, and I think this will not be probably shocking, is that it's really easy to become in love with your good idea. Most ideas suck, right? So that's the thing, right? And so our challenge is to get the folks there who are brilliant, right, and incredibly talented, to understand how to quickly determine whether the idea that they're in love with is actually the right idea to pursue as a business. And if it isn't, kill it, and let's bring up the next one. So it's a, I tell you what, the thing that one of the reasons we also get addicted to running these startup weekends, because and it's a 3-month process just to plan and get, so it's intense to make happen, is that the one thing we see every single time, Sunday night around 8 o'clock, is that people have had a fundamentally powerful personal change. Because that whole process, even though it's short, forces you outside of your comfort zone. And when you arrive at like 9 p.m. on Friday, you're different. You feel, and you're confident in ways that you just, I think, couldn't have imagined. And it's almost very emotional, it's very personal, but you've learned something not just about yourself and what you're made of, but what you can do. And then you have these folks who want to keep helping you.
Because you've had this idea for a business, you've brought it in, mm-hmm. people have shared their expertise of
right.
tweaking it,
mm-hmm.
sometimes totally changing it.
Totally
but
changing
by
it.
Sunday night, you have a real idea whether or not you have a viable business.
Right.
And it's already started
exactly.
to some extent.
Exactly.
No, in many instances, you'll have customers and sales.
Yeah, so what we have found.
Which is like the ones that you get chills when you think about
it. I totally just took a totally good bumped out.
But because it's within 3 days. And maybe you've been thinking about this for a while,
for
but this is an
time.
Opportunity to launch, like
this
you
is
say.
This is an opportunity to come out from behind your kitchen table, to get really intensely focused help. And to, like Libby said, so each startup weekend that we've had, we've seen this really awesome progression of companies making sales. And not trivial. We're sometimes over $1,000 or more. So we now have about between 50 and 60% of our companies that get formed by a group of strangers coming together around one idea will actually go out, make a product, find customers and make sales in this, and that's in less than 54 hours.
Now, you've had 3 or 4 startup weekends so
three,
far.
Three already.
And there are businesses in the area that are existing because of those.
Yes.
That's correct.
Name a few.
Mustard Me, PlantSmap, Good Earth.
Good Earth
Turners. We had, totally going to draw a blank.
I know, I'm putting you on the spot, but just to say,
Sprelly.
This is real, Sprelly.
Sprelly.
This is
Kickshaws actually didn't get pitched, but Kathy was like, oh my God, I learned so much. And then she went out
yes.
and started her business and knew how to do it in a way where she could make a profit.
And you don't have to have a business idea
you
to participate.
No.
You can come
yes.
and learn and be on a team
right.
and see what happens.
That's really good to mention, Susan, because a lot of people think it's just for the person who has the idea. But if you're a person who hates your day job and wants to look at other opportunities and for some reason are intrigued by the whole startup idea, no, that it's for you too. It's for that individual who says, well, I don't have my idea, but I really want to go to town on somebody else's and help, and I've got these resources to bring to the table and I want to try something new.
So we like to say it's like this. You can road test your inner entrepreneur and it's safe, right? There's no harm if you go, I decide this is not what I want. You can also, we also tell folks here locally, it's just fun. So if you don't want to pitch an idea and you want to join a team and see what it's about, come. But we also tell companies, hey, this is the cheapest professional development you could ever pay for your employees, because we teach them how to problem solve fast.
And that's the key. And when we come back, we're going to talk about problem solving fast and lean startup. And then one of your most exciting announcements that you just happened this week.
Yeah.
So you're listening to Town Talk on 1230 AM News Talk, and we'll be right back. We're talking about entrepreneurship today with Fred Exchange President Christine Goodwin and Vice President Libby O'Malley. Just before the break, we were starting to talk a little bit about lean startup and what does that mean?
So lean startup is a methodology that a couple of folks get credit for creating. Eric Ries wrote a book called Lean Startup. I highly recommend everyone reading it. It's a quick read. But the person who's really founded it was Steve Blank. So he's a serial entrepreneur. He also teaches at Stanford. And the best way to describe it is this. It's a combination of some well-tried and tested methodology. So the agile methodology in software development, which is how do we build things in small chunks that are really focused on the customer and what the customer wants and not what we think the big idea is. And then the Toyota production system, like Lean Six Sigma was built out of as well, which is, hey, like anything that we're doing that isn't going towards achieving and creating value for the end customer is wasteful. So let's not do that. And here's how we do it. And what it helps you do in a nutshell, you can use the Lean Canvas. It's a one-page shot of your business model, and there are 9 core things that you have to figure out how to validate. And you look at what's the problem you're solving, what's the solution, whose problem is it? And the first part of what we do with customer or with Lean Startup is focusing on customer discovery. Find people who have that problem, make sure it's more than 3. And then when you start talking about solutions, make sure it's a solution that they would want. And so probably the biggest focus of Lean Startup is that you look at your process towards becoming a company in 2 phases. There's the search phase and the execution phase. And the search phase is really hard. Does anybody else care about this? And is my product something they would use? And the deal is, we help people do that before they've put a lot of time and money, because startup founders are usually like tapping their mortgage,
right,
or digging into savings. You know, they're not loaded. They don't have any money. And we get asked a lot, like, well, how are you different from like small business development centers or other resources? And we say we're pre that, right? So our job is to help the folks at the earliest stage get to where they then need to be vectored into the small business development center and opportunities at the chamber, because they're a business now. And so I think it's a very complementary process that we go through with these soon-to-be companies, we hope. And then what we're lucky about here is that we have these other resources in the region that we can invest them into for the next level of scaling their operations. We do a lot of programming around Lean Startups, so we've partnered with Germana, who's been with us from the beginning.
Germana Community College.
Yeah, Germana Community College.
Major partner.
Like, we would not be where we are without them.
And don't you all have some online classes
through
them?
So SkillUp VA is the program that we partnered with them on, and it's a massive open online course, a MOOC. And they're short.
I love all these geeks.
There's a lot of geeks speak in our world.
Massive open online course, MOOC, with Germana Community College.
So Germana was cited as being one of the first community colleges to launch a MOOC, and ours are specifically focused on entrepreneurship. So we do these short segments. Usually, I think the longest one might be 12 minutes, that kind of cover the basic concepts of Lean Startup. And then we supplement with workshops in person. So one of the things that we are looking to do in this coming year is expand those workshops, expand the programming under SkillUp VA, and provide more resources both online and in person for our local entrepreneurs so that we can create critical mass around this.
And you just this week received a grant from the EDA in Fredericksburg, so you have another big plan for the year ahead.
We're going to have a house, a home,
a place to live.
Tell us about that, Libby.
Fred Exchange has been really focusing for the last year on trying to find what we call a co-working space. And a co-working space is not a space where you have a bunch of companies in their own little offices with a shared receptionist or a shared copy machine. It's a wide open space where collaboration is the focus. And so those folks, those of you that are out there and you're running your business off of your kitchen countertop or your dining room table.
Or Starbucks.
Or your Starbucks.
Couch. Or Hyperion or
exactly.
Blackstone.
Right. Or any one of our local coffee shops. We will have a space for you to come, and you can have your very own chair. You can have your very own couch. You can have your very own reserved serve desk, and you will be in a physical space that will, again, that will become the location where we host many of these programs that we've already discussed, the open coffees, the meetups, that type of thing. And those resources that we've referenced, the mentors and the coaches, will be available in this co-working space. Sort of as of now, we just got the grant approved on Monday. Thank you very much, Fredericksburg EDA. And where we are now is we're going to start meeting with the planning folks for occupancy and permitting. And our location is everyone's very interested in. It's right off of Route 3 in the Westwood area. And let's see, what else?
What will people then, if I have my own business and I'm working from home because I just can't afford rent on an office space, the co-working space would allow me to, is it like you pitch in or you rent a chair?
It's low cost, flexible leasing for a space. And so we'll have a couple of different options. I mean, we'll do everything from, hey, you just want to drop in today, to do you just want to do 3 days a week or just these hours? And to be perfectly blunt, we'll probably learn while doing, right? We really want to make sure that how we structure the availability hits the masses, like speaks to everybody's needs as much as we possibly can. But the idea here is you're not locked in for a year to a lease on a space, especially when you're most vulnerable to going under.
Because you are just starting up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And these startup spaces or these co-working spaces, they're not new to Fredericksburg. It's a whole movement across the country.
It's a whole movement. Absolutely. Across the country. I think the thing, you know, I think there was some confusion. You know, we talked, there's been a sort of a 2-year backstory on trying to get this space to come to fruition. And like Libby said, we were massively grateful to the City of Fredericksburg and the EDA for just sticking with us for the last couple of years while we got smarter about stuff and things.
Well, everything takes longer than you expect, especially
longer
when you're starting a business.
Which is one of those things, exactly, that we experience a lot. But I think the thing that, and then Libby started talking about this, what I think is most important is that there are lots of different models for co-working. But we're not co-share. So we're not just 4 or 5 people going in a space, locking in together for a year to distribute the burden of cost. We take on some of that distribution of burden of cost. But the real deal is you are co-located with other people running at your speed with a tribe like yours, right? So you're in your tribe, but you're also getting the other shared resources are things like the mentoring, the programming like Skill Up VA that we'll have there that we will you'll have access and it'll be easier. The other thing, though, too, is that we get a lot of interest, and we haven't been able to capitalize on this, from local existing businesses, so legal services and accounting services and marketing and business development, who are like, hey, I want to come in and I will give discounted rates to your startups because I want to help them. Now that we have a space and we can get all these people together, we can start providing them with discounted services as well to really, again, reduce the burden of cost for startups to get the help they need to becoming a business.
To be successful.
So, yeah. So just since the press release, I've been emailed by several folks who are like, hey, I'd love to talk to you. I'd like to help your startups. What's your rate sheet? Like, how can we come in and provide discounted services? So I'm just going to put this out there. If there are anybody out there with an existing business who wants to help a startup, email me at christine@fredexchange.org. We can talk. But it's important, right? And the value add is that their businesses will grow if we can help these startups succeed, because they're going to need those services.
And why is entrepreneurship and startup businesses, why is that important to this region?
So, you know, I'm going to jump in here or just keep going. So in my day job, I've been in the defense industry for a long time. And there are a couple of things about our area that are really important. I preach this everywhere I go. So we have the second highest concentration of IT skilled labor anywhere on the planet.
And this is in the D.C. metropolitan area?
This is specifically Stafford. I'm a data freak. This is specifically Stafford, Fredericksburg, King George, and Spotsylvania County, to be perfectly blunt. It's those four.
So Planning District 16.
District 16, essentially. The second highest concentration of IT skilled labor anywhere on the planet, second only to Fairfax County, Virginia. So it's not D.C. area. I mean, we're it, right? And we have also, because of that, we have every major industry vertical represented here. We have healthcare and advanced manufacturing and retail and name it, we got it. What's happening though around us is that we're getting pressured by gridlock, and our boon of and our mainstay of economic drive around here, which is government contracting, is being massively disrupted. And so what does that mean? It means federal contracts aren't flowing like they used to. The money's drying up. Companies, the big companies, are pulling out or downsizing, and or, you know, the whole thing we saw in the it's like the 80s all over again, only a little different. We see this as an opportunity to help people also get off 95. So if your day job is at risk for going away, and you're a government contractor, whether you're doing programmatics or you're a financial analyst or you're a coder, what we want to tell people is, hey, while it's still good and you can cover your mortgage, you should come check us out, because those skills that you have are massively valuable in a different market. Right, so you aren't facing, you know, Armageddon personally and financially. You have an opportunity here to take that talent and flip it in a different way, to not just your personal benefit, but to the benefit of the region. Because now you can become a company, and you don't have to go up 95 and work in D.C. for somebody else. You can start your own company and work where you live.
So the region right here isn't bleeding all its great talent to Richmond and D.C. and Northern Virginia, but more of it can be right here.
We really want people to be able to stay here and grow their companies here and live here. You know, when you're a bedroom community, people say, well, it's great because the cost of living is lower. Here's what stinks about it. If you're going up anywhere north of Stafford County on 95, well, shoot, even I commute to Stafford daily. If I leave work at 4, it's no guarantee that I will hit exit 1:30 by 5.
And,
right?
And so for those who don't know, that's not very far.
It's 13 miles.
Yes.
And so you miss that on your life. You know, I can't get to my kids. I miss programs with my kids at school. I can't get to soccer practice. I can't do things with them. I can't even just go home, kick off my shoes, and chillax. Because it's like I run in and it's like, oh, my God, I'm late. I got to make dinner, get the kids out their homework, go to bed. I mean, it's this constant, constant grind. And that, you know what that does? That drives people away from the region.
Right.
And we don't want that to happen. So we want to capitalize. We've been launching startups since 1776, people. Like, it's in our blood, right?
Okay, wait a minute. What do you mean,
the biggest,
1776?
The biggest startup this country, the globe has ever seen, is the United States of America. And all of the collaboration and all of the, wait, what? We're not going to do that. Well, how are we going to deal with this problem called the British and all whatever? Happened on the streets of Fredericksburg. Like, George and his buddies were like, I'm done, right? We're out. What are we going to do about it? We got to do something. So that whole process is sort of endemic to our region. And I think that it's cool that we have all the stuff that we need still as a region to do some pretty big stuff. And so it's just, again, what does it take? It takes people coming together over coffee or beer and working together.
For startups, for entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Fred Exchange President Christine Goodwin and Vice President Libby O'Malley about the Fredericksburg area, the whole region, and all that can happen if you're thinking about starting your own business, the resources available to you through Fred Exchange. And we're going to continue the conversation when we come back. This is Town Talk on 1230 AM News Talk Radio. And on that Facebook page for WFVA, I'll be posting the links to the events and the information we've been talking about today with Fred Exchange President Christine Goodwin and Vice President Libby O'Malley. And for those who've been listening or are just joining us, Libby, just kind of recap, what is Fred Exchange?
Fred Exchange is the community or the tribe for people who are interested in starting up their own business or participating in somebody else's startup company. New business launch, we are the club. We're the clubhouse.
And what does the club offer? How can people participate?
Club offers lots of communications, and that's Facebook communications, Twitter, e-newsletters, and then face-to-face interaction, camaraderie, through our programs, which are about four to five meetups a month that we host.
And you can get all of that information on your website and Facebook page. But one of the biggest meetups, or the one that happens every week, is on Friday mornings.
That's correct, our open coffee event. And if you visit our website, you'll get more details about that. But really what it is, it's anywhere from 25 to 65, 70 people coming together, sipping coffee, and talking about what's happening in their startup life and helping each other and sharing. And we bring in guest speakers to talk about very specific startup issues.
And I know, now I just lost my thought. when that
it's
happens.
Friday morning.
It's Friday morning. Oh, that's what I wanted to say, and make sure people understand that's free. You just show up.
Right, and that's a really good point. In fact, most of our stuff is free at this point. And there may be some things that ultimately we'll add some nominal fees for. But I mean, we just come one and all. Don't worry about the size of your wallet. Just free.
We really try to. I think one of the big values of Fred Exchange and one of our core goals is tied to one of our core concerns, which is how can we reduce the barriers to starting up? And you know, access to resources is critically important. And if you look out in the world, a lot of times it costs a lot of money. And when you're having to make a decision between, do I pay for one more month of website hosting or do I pay an accountant to help me get my tax thing squared because I have no idea what I'm doing, or do I pay for this incorporation? Like all these fees that you're hit with, the last thing we want to do is people to not come and get help because they can't afford it.
Right. And this is the opportunity.
And you,
as you said, you have people from all different backgrounds. It's not just web developers.
It's not just web developers. It really isn't. It is the full. We literally represent the full gamut of business. What's cool is that we get everybody's interested in how to use tech. To do their thing, whether it be how do I create a website or what's social media or what's this stuff called Twitter, right? One of the funniest startup weekend moments I had was with Sarah Perry, who is the CEO of Good Turners is what their handle is, but Good Turn Earth Company. By the way, she set a record. She sold $1,500 worth of dirt, which was like never happened at startup weekend. And we get a lot of visibility from the global headquarters because. For as small as we are by comparison to the Startup Weekend communities in New York and D.C. and Silicon Valley, we have pretty good numbers and really cool things that don't happen anywhere else.
Right.
But she was a hoot because we were like, hey, what are you doing? Like, where are your channels for reaching customers? She's like, my what? And I'm like, you know, Facebook, Twitter. And she was like, so she would start reporting on her statistics because we make people during the weekend, it's every 90 minutes, we're like, we do what's called a stand-up, 15 minutes. What did you work on? What did you accomplish? What are you going to do next? And what are your impediments? So we know how to focus the mentors and the coaches to help. And she's like, are they called chirps? It was a trip. But so what we do, you know, people will talk. I want to open. I'm an outdoor outfitting new start company in Fredericksburg, and I don't know anything about Twitter or Facebook.
Right.
And they can come to Open Coffee, and we have people who are experts in social media. And so sometimes it's just the chit chat one on one, and sometimes we have focused presentations on just the things you can do to start leveraging technology. But we are not only focused on high tech startups.
Exactly. And it's anyone. And you even had said that you have businesses who have been in existence and are profitable and well known, but they're coming because they want to refocus because
they
of the change.
They want to adapt their business model.
They're local, long-standing family businesses, but it's the next generation of that family who get that technology. You got to do it, and they want to do it. And I mean, have you seen the video of Paul's Bakery's drone nuts? I mean, that is so fabulously outside of the box.
And mad love for Paul's.
If people are getting marijuana delivered by a drone in Colorado, why can't Fredericksburg have donuts delivered by a drone?
And you know, a lot older businesses might be a little leery of social media and the internet, and yet if someone Googles Fredericksburg, whatever, donut shops, and your donut shop doesn't have a website or a Facebook page, you don't exist to
you
that
don't
person.
Exist.
So it's an opportunity for, if you're just thinking of starting a business or if you already have one going on. And you had mentioned that our startup community is very unique.
Yeah. So we get a lot of, we get a lot of firsts. So for example, our second startup weekend, we had what we would call a co-ed. So some startup weekends are like girls only because they were trying to get more women to come in and start companies. Because for what it's worth, women are actually more successful over the long term than men are in business. Okay, I just put that out there. I didn't make it up. It's like data, global data. But we had...
I'm a data geek on the show today.
but at our second startup weekend, we were one of the first startup weekends that had over 50% of our people who were pitching were women, and it was massively diverse business ideas. And so, you know, I got an email like, "Hey, that's really cool. Can we do a virtual interview and talk about this and why?" And I'm like, "I think part of what's the why is that this area it's got a lot of unique people, a lot of talent, and an event like that gives people like that an opportunity to come out and try things on." And so, other things that were first, again, never sold dirt. We have
live streaming a funeral.
Some of the ideas, like live streaming a funeral because it's too expensive for family
happy
and friends
to
fly, right? Who thinks of things like this? Brilliant people. And guess where they live? They live in Fredericksburg.
So, and that's why we have Fredericksburg Exchange, FredEx.
Right. That's exactly
right.
Yes,
exchange of ideas and information.
We've talked about so much today. And just to say, if you are thinking of starting a business, if you own a business, and you just want to be part of a very energetic community, FredExchange. We'll have all the details on WFEA's Facebook page and on Fredericksburg Today Online News. That's my website, Fredericksburg.today. I'm Susan Larson, and you can also find me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks.